it's time for our weekly Wisconsin News Roundup. We're checking in with reporters from around the state about the stories they've been covering. First, when a paper mill in northern Wisconsin's Park Falls shut down this last month, it put about 180 employees out of work. But now a new arrangement is calling back some of those workers as early as next week. Rob Menser is WPR's rural communities reporter based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Hey, Judith. Happy Friday.
To you, too. So why did the mill shut down last month?
So this is a mill, Flambeau Rivers Paper, that is in receivership right now, sort of in a bankruptcy process and is being operated by a receiver as they are seeking a buyer. It's going to go up for auction. So they were having problems. They had shut down a couple of their paper machines, and they had an issue with a buyer. And what happened was early this month, a deal was approved in court between the mill and a buyer who has agreed to buy a bunch of their product, about 75 tons per day of this pulp product. And that agreement is good enough for them to reopen the mill.
And is that the product that they were producing before it was shut down?
Well, so they produced several, you know, different sorts of things. At one time, the primary product of this mill was white copy paper, and that is not the business that you want to be in anymore. So the mill has capacity to do some like specialty packaging products, of food grade packaging products, but its main product right now is essentially this wood pulp product that they actually sell to other mills that use it as raw material and can process it in different ways.
A lot of paper mills are or were key parts of their cities and towns. Can you tell us about the role that this plant plays in Park Falls?
So this mill has existed since 1896. And it is absolutely central to Park Falls. It's this Northwoods town of about 2,500 people, and for sure it is organized around the mill. It's not the only game in town. There are other manufacturing companies. There are other major employers there. But I spoke to the mayor of Park Falls, Michael Boblick, and the way he explained it was that mill, because those are relatively high paying jobs, creates, you know, an upward wage pressure for all the other employers around there.
And Rob, as we said, the mill is still looking for a new buyer. This is a short-term plan. What do the prospects look like for making that sale happen?
Well, so, you know, Boblick, first of all, he said he has spoken himself to multiple parties that are interested in buying the mill. And his view was, he said to me, if nobody was interested in buying it, there'd be no point in reopening it. And so that's sort of the broader way to see this, is that keeping the mill running is a way to make it more attractive to potential buyers. And we may know more about that in probably late August, I think, is when the auction is scheduled.
Great. Well, we will check back in with you then. Rob, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you.
Rob Menser is WPR's rural communities reporter based in Wausau. He talked with us about a short-term deal that's restarting operations at a Park Falls paper mill. Now we head to Port Washington for an update on a financial scam that targeted one of the city's parishes. In March, more than $500,000 was stolen, but since then, a lot of that money has been recovered. Kristen Halbig-Zeem is the Port Washington reporter for the Ozaukee Press. Chris, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thank you for having me.
First, can you remind us how this parish, St. John the 23rd, was scammed out of $500,000 in the spring?
Well, it all started. The parish is doing a construction project. They're expanding their school, and they received an email from a company purporting to be their general contractor, saying, "Hey, we just switched banks. So when you send us our payments, send it to this account at this bank." And a few days later, they received a phone call from a woman saying, "Hey, we just want to make sure you got our email because we just switched this." And Parrish said, "Sure." And so that when their bill came, $510,000, they sent the payment to the new bank. And about a week or so later, they got information that it was a fraudulent account and their money was gone.
And the good news is almost $300,000 of that has been recovered. How has the parish gotten that money back?
Well, it's a pretty amazing story because nobody really expected they'd ever get any of it back. When this all happened, obviously they reported it to local police, who then got some of the federal authorities involved. The FBI, the Attorney General's office, and ultimately the IRS looked into this. And the IRS was able to track the bank accounts and managed to track down roughly $140,000 that they recovered and sent to the parish. In addition, the umbrella insurance for the Archdiocese paid another $165,000 roughly. So all in all, the parish has gotten back already about $290,000.
And the last time we talked with you, when you first told us about this story, you mentioned that one parish member described the scam as being like, quote, a punch in the gut. What are you hearing now that 60% of the money has actually been refunded or recovered?
They're just extremely thankful and relieved. And they have received some indications that more money may be forthcoming, both from recovery and from insurance. So they're hopeful that everything will ultimately be covered and it won't cost the parish any more money.
And so the project for the school, is that back on track now?
It is. It's been ongoing. The contractor, instead of requiring the payment when it was originally due, has now asked the parish to pay it by August. So they're able to make the payment. As they've gotten the money, they've made the payments. And they're expecting more money, hoping for more money, so they should be on track with that. The construction itself is moving along, and the school should be open for the new year.
Wow, well, a surprisingly positive update on this story. Thanks so much for sharing it with us, Chris.
Thank you.
Kristen Halbig-Zeem is the Port Washington reporter for the Ozaukee Press. She talked with us about how one of the city's parishes is recovering money it was scammed out of earlier this year. Finally, Governor Tony Evers was in Kenosha County yesterday for the announcement of a new drug-making facility. Nexus Pharmaceuticals plans to spend $250 million on a plant in the village of Pleasant Prairie. Corey Hess is a reporter for WPR News based in Milwaukee. Corey, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So what exactly does Nexus Pharmaceuticals have planned for this new project in Pleasant Prairie?
Well, what they're going to do is build their first manufacturing plant. They've been outsourcing manufacturing, and they plan to put a sterile drug plant in Pleasant Prairie.
And what kind of timeline are we looking at for the project?
Well, this is going to be a multi-phase project. So their first phase is going to be done, they're hoping, by 2022, and that's going to bring 77 jobs. It's going to have two manufacturing lines.
And so that's the first stage. How long will it be until the entire project is up and running?
They think about 10 years for the entire project. That will have six manufacturing lines. And in talking to the CEO, she says that it could have up to 300 jobs when all is said and done.
And what do we know about the level of tax incentives, if any, that Nexus is getting from the state for this project?
They are getting tax incentives. WEDC, which is the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, which authorizes tax incentives, they've approved up to $1.5 million for tax incentives over the next 4 years. This is dependent on if Nexus does produce the jobs that they've promised and also the build-out that they've said they're going to do.
And finally, Corey, this isn't the only company that's planning to expand into the Kenosha County area. What other developments are on the table?
Yeah, not at all. You know, Kenosha County has a lot of land, and that's what attracted Nexus. Haribo, which is a German candy maker, they are in the process of building a facility, and that could bring 400 jobs. Uline has really invested a lot in Pleasant Prairie. They've got several million square feet. Also, Amazon, if anyone's driven down there, has seen the large Amazon distribution center. So, I mean, a lot of companies have expanded in Kenosha County.
Well, Corey, thanks so much for giving us the details.
Thank you.
Corey Hess is WPR's reporter based in Milwaukee. She talked with us about a production facility that Nexus Pharmaceuticals is planning to build in Pleasant Prairie.